bless you.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
Welcome to The Pilgrim's Joy, a devotional inspired by Christian Inns. Please listen, be blessed, and share with others. And now our host, Ogunfemi Oguntoko.
Thank you, Bonley. The Pilgrim, the Holy Spirit reminds you today of the one thing that Jesus wants for you and me. Life in abundance. Life in abundance. This Jesus made clear and plain in John 10:10, when he said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The New King James Version puts it this way, that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
More abundantly.
Yes, more abundantly, more abundantly.
That they might have life
and more abundantly.
More abundantly.
More abundantly.
That they might have life
and more abundantly. Yes, that was our Lord's mission statement. But in John 5:40, our Lord lamented to the people of his day, and perhaps to you and me today, saying, "But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life." That's John 5:40. "You are not willing to come to me that you may have life." How sad. We would look to every other source except to him, except to the only one who is able and also willing to give us life in abundance. Jesus offers the abundance of unrestricted access to the presence of God in prayer. Hebrews 4:16, "In the name of Jesus, we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence and boldness and receive mercy and grace in our time of need." Jesus offers us the abundance of light and guidance in this perverse world where the line between good and evil is fading fast. "I am the light of the world. Whoever walks in me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. Jesus offers us abundant, true satisfaction and contentment that cannot be bought by all the wealth and influence in this world. John 4:14. "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Yes, Jesus offers us the abundance of his forgiving grace, the grace that shakes off the burden of the guilt of sin. 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Again, Jesus gives us in abundance the fellowship and help of the Holy Spirit. The fellowship and help of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26. "The Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." And Jesus has promised us eternal life in abundance after death. Our life is meaningful. It does not end here. John 14:2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also."
More abundantly, more abundantly.
Yes, more abundantly,
more abundantly. More abundantly.
That you might have life and have it more abundantly.
More abundantly,
more abundantly.
That they might have life
and have it more abundantly. The Pilgrim, anyone promoting or prioritizing money, possessions, and earthly pleasures above the abundant life in Christ is attempting to defraud you. That person is offering you far less than you would receive from Jesus. For to all who trust and obey Jesus Christ, to all who confess Him as Lord and Savior, to all who seek and welcome His rule, Jesus promises to add at the right time, in the right proportion, and without any sorrow. He promises to add the money, the possessions, the positions, and the comfort that we need in this life. Matthew 6:33. Do not trade the true abundant life in Jesus Christ for the passing fame, glories, and possessions of this world. What Jesus offers, what Jesus gives to all who come to Him, to all who trust in Him, is much more than all the pleasures and riches of life combined. So, the Holy Spirit is asking you today,
are you trusting Jesus?
Are you trusting Jesus all along the way?
Does he grow more precious
to your heart each day?
Are you his disciple?
Test his word and see. He will give the Spirit more abundantly. Yes, more abundantly, more abundantly. He came that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
More abundantly, that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
And there's the invitation. Come to Him believing.
Hearken
to His call. All from Him receiving, yield to Him your all. Jesus will accept you when to Him you flee. He will grant His blessing more
abundantly.
Yes, more abundantly, more abundantly. His mission is that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
That they might have life and more abundantly.
More abundantly.
More abundantly, that they might have life and more abundantly.
Let us pray. May God bless you abundantly, so that in all things and at all times you may have all you need and you may abound in every good work. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. This is a production of the Gospel Bells Radio, an internet radio station with a mission to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. For more about our ministry, please visit www.gospelbellsradio.com. Our handle on Twitter is @TheGospelBellsRadio. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.